First of all, tell me, I guess, about the enterprise agency concept. What's the thumbnail sketch of exactly what an enterprise agency is going to be?
Well, it's bringing some private sector ideas into government, which is a whole new concept, and it's allowing us some increased operating flexibilities so that we can produce better outcomes for our customers and being able to deliver those outcomes at less cost than under the bureaucracy that we've been forced to work under for so long. So it's indeed a really ambitious idea, and certainly with careful checks and measures and oversight to make sure that we're accountable, and we welcome that accountability because we're very confident we're going to be able to perform and to exceed the expectations that are set for us.
I'm assuming when you talk about checks and balances and accountability, at some point the Legislative Audit Bureau will take a look at this and see whether or not it's been a success. Is there any provision for that?
You know, we're not going to even wait for the Legislative Audit Bureau. I mean, we're going to be talking regularly with DOA, and DOA Secretary and I will be in communication regularly, making sure that we're meeting our benchmarks with our fleets, fleet management system, facility management guys, making sure that our operating budgets are coming in below where we want them to come in, and making sure that we're meeting those measurables as well. So we're not even going to wait to be audited. We're going to be doing regular increased accountability in our agency and being able to report those regularly to DOA.
What sort of cost or reductions do you expect this is going to yield? What sorts of savings?
Well, you know, we've got some pretty, it depends on which part of DNR we're talking about. I mean, just in fleet alone, we're looking at saving, I think it's about $1 million, perhaps the first biennium, just in being able to manage our fleet ourselves and being able to handle the maintenance as well. Facilities management, we can reduce costs by, I think, about $1 million in this next biennium. Over a 10-year cycle, we're looking at around $5.6 million on design and construction costs. So instead of paying bureaucratic fees, we're going to be able to put those dollars to work for the taxpayer and for Wisconsin. So it's real money, as you know, that we have to pay out to another layer of government. And not having to do that, we can put those dollars better to work for Wisconsin.
I noticed also that one of the provisions is to increase over-the-counter service by 40%. Now, is that primarily something that you think is going to benefit hunters and anglers, people who are going to the service centers to get licenses and that sort of thing?
Absolutely. We have an obligation to deliver the best customer service the way the customer needs it to be delivered to them, and that's something we haven't been good at. And making sure that our service centers are delivering service is really a priority for us. And, you know, I've traveled around the state over the last 8 months since coming into this position, and many times I would be at the service centers having staff meetings and the doors are locked and the public can't come in and do business with us. And so we're looking at ways to do things better and differently and be able to offer the customer service that the taxpayer deserves. I mean, they spend a lot of money on DNR, and certainly our anglers and our sporting men and women deserve that kind of service too. So we're looking to deliver.
And lastly, Secretary, I think one of the aspects of this that will come under closest scrutiny from lawmakers and environmental groups will be, the streamlined permitting process for air and water quality, particularly as we, you know, explore the possibility of an open pit iron ore mine in northern Wisconsin. What sort of assurances are you going to be able to deliver that environmental quality will continue to be safeguarded?
The best assurances is that we're going to be fixing broken processes and eliminating redundancies in our paperwork and submittals and report reviewing, et cetera, making sure that we can free up staff so that we can get folks back out into the field so that they can oversee those sensitive projects. I mean, right now, and these are, by the way, I should have led with this, is the culmination of hundreds and hundreds of suggestions from internal, from staff, who told us where the struggles were and that we've opened up the floodgates of ideas to think differently in how they deliver services to Wisconsin. And how can we best serve our mission, which is to enhance and protect the environment while working with people. And I have just been so inspired by the staff ideas, as well as ideas from folks who do business with our agency. And this enterprise agency is the first step in allowing us to offer that kind of service, and it's really going to step up our ability to oversee our environmental concerns that we've got out there in a much better way and much more accountable to the environment. So, again, it's going to be streamlining broken processes, fixing those, and then reducing paperwork redundancies, et cetera, and prioritizing workload. And when we do that right, we're going to see definite environmental benefits.
Secretary, thanks very much for taking the call this afternoon.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. Bye now.
Okay, bye.